Hello everyone, my name is John. Welcome to another pronunciation challenge. The introductory question is, what's your mental age? This question comes directly from the pronunciation challenge itself, and I will read the sentence straight away. A lot of times, your brain feels way younger or older than you are. That's called mental age. Do you want to know yours? Okay, let's unpack this a little. The first word is a lot. A lot simply means many. Notice that a lot is actually separated. A space lot. Now, a lot can go with countable nouns. For example, he has a lot of books. So you have to add S on books. It can also go with uncountable nouns. I ate a lot of food. Notice food does not have an S. Number two is brain. Brain is the actual organ in your head. That is related to mind, which is a person's ability to think. For example, your mind thinks. Your brain is part of your body. Number three, weigh. Weigh has a few meanings, but in the sentence, weigh younger, weigh here means a lot. It emphasizes the fact that he feels a lot younger. Next, let's take a look at four and five, younger and older. Young, if you add ER to young, it becomes a comparative. A comparative simply means that you want to take a look at two different things and compare them. Older, same thing, adjective, add ER. Now, the structure of the sentence usually is A plus the be verb, adjective plus ER, then B. A is adjective, ADJ, ER, then B. A sentence, an example of this structure at work is, you take the word cute, which is an adjective, ADJ, you add ER, it becomes cuter. Now you can compare two things. An example sentence is, she is cuter than me. She is cuter than me. Tall, ER. He is taller than I. Now you can use I or me at the end. Both are okay. The next word, number six, is mental. Mental just means anything related to the mind or about the mind. For example, mental picture, a picture in your mind. Number seven, we have your. Your just shows possession. So if you have your book, it means you own that book. So that takes us to eight with yours. So yours, you do not have to put a noun at the end. You can say, it is your book. You can also say, it is yours. If you use yours, you cannot put book. You cannot say, it is yours book. That is wrong. Incorrect. You must say, it is yours. Or, it is your book. Every possessive has that. So, my book, it is mine. It is my pen, it is mine. Same meaning. It is your pen, it is yours. It is his pen, it is his. It is her pen, it is hers. It is our pen, it is ours. It is their pen, it is theirs. Notice that with if you don't have the noun at the end, most of the time, there is an S. Yours, his, hers, ours, theirs. Okay. Now, let's just talk a little bit about the video. The video is actually an activity. You go through, you answer all the questions, and then it will tell you, depending on what score, how many points you have, what your mental age is. One of the words they use, number 9, dominant, is in the question, the very first question, what is the dominant color? Just meaning, what is the strong color? Go ahead and listen to the video and answer all the questions. Add up your points and discover what your mental age is. That brings us to mental age. What's your mental age? What does that actually mean? Mental age is the age you feel in your mind, not the age you feel physically. So you may be 25 years old, but mentally you feel like you're 19 years old. You may be 20 years old, but mentally you feel like you're 50 years old. So your mental age can differ from your physical age. So after you get the score, you will discover what your mental age actually is. Of course, feel free to put that number in the comments below if you're brave enough. And that is it for today. That's our pronunciation challenge. Hope you enjoyed it and hope you tune in next time. Bye for now.